Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At 7:45, we go to the Newbold Toyota BMW Sports Desk. KMOX Sports Director Tom Ackerman. Tom.
Stewart.
Good morning, Tom. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you, pal?
I'm doing great. I was just heartbroken to see City losing last night the way they did. It felt like they had that one in the bag, and then later on just didn't seem to work out for them.
Well, it's been the same old story for them, just like the Cardinals. I mean, yeah. All of their games are on repeat. They do the same thing. They show some promise and then let a team back into the game and end up with a point instead of three. And it's going to come back to bite them in the end because they ended up losing too many games to be a playoff contender. You look at the table in the Western Conference right now, and they're one team away from the bottom. You know, I mean, they have 24 points, so it is what it is. I mean, they just have that kind of a year. I will say that their trio of Toyshirt, Hartle, and Betcher is pretty good. I mean, they've really added some good players here to go along with Edward Leuven, who I think has elevated his game since and has been the best player on the field a lot of times. So that's good. I mean, they've added some firepower and looks promising for next year, but they got off to a poor start, just could not get over the hump, and it has come back to bite them. Under new coach John Hackworth, interim coach John Hackworth, I think they have the right formula to succeed, but we'll see where City goes from here, if they end up doing a search for a coach or if they end up giving it to Hackworth, who I think does see eye to eye with Lutz Fan and Steele on everything. They've worked together for a long time. He, as Lutz does, understands that you have to build from the bottom up and build this foundation for the future and then add as you go. And so we'll see if that does indeed work for them moving forward. But it was a tough one last night for sure.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, as a fan in MLS, you know, especially a lot of new fans coming on board last year and this year with having a team here in St. Louis now, is it difficult to kind of understand how things happen in the front office? Because in baseball world, you know, trades happen around a deadline and, you know, big deals happen around certain parts of the year where we're kind of used to when things happen in the front office and or at least when things could happen anyway. And I feel like in soccer, it's just like every other week when one of my favorite players is either leaving the team or moving around or being sent down or brought back up. It just seems like, you know, there's a learning curve here, even for the fans to understand just how MLS moves things around and how soccer works like that.
It's a little bit different. Yeah, it is a little bit different. And I think the NHL is a little bit different than Major League Baseball, et cetera. I think the NFL, when you watch how those teams perform, they have, you know, some very high-priced players at the very top. And then the most successful NFL teams have group of players at the bottom of that 53-man roster who don't make a lot of money but typically put you over the edge because they fill certain roles. And I think MLS is somewhat similar to that, but you know, there's not a perfect formula, but I do think that what St. Louis is trying to do, find the right mix of players. And you know, in soccer, a lot of times you can move players around, and it's hard, I know, from a fan loyalty standpoint, to see some of your favorite players go. But like, for instance, Tim Parker, okay, great player,
right?
Stalwart, everybody loves Tim Parker. He came out with a beer, and you know, he makes his way out in the community and all this stuff. But you know, his contract is what it is, and they have a decision to make. Do you go get a player who is a lot like Parker but younger? And they made the move for Henry Kessler. Kessler with New England is 5 years younger. He's 6'4". He's got some size. He's got a big, booming personality. He's a New York kid. He's going to be a great fit. But, you know, you have to move the pieces around to fit the puzzle, knowing what contracts you have. I think that these are some growing pains that you have to deal with. I don't think that anybody thought that City would do what it did last year. I know that the team was hopeful and very motivated to prove people wrong, but they got really good really fast, and they had a lot of great luck, you know, coming their way. Also, they had a lot of things that were very fortunate. Even though they battled the injury bug last year, it wasn't nearly what it was this year. You know, they dealt with injuries, players are going down, and I think eventually they had to start making some hard decisions as to what they're going to look like in the future. And so it's difficult. I think in baseball, it's a little bit different in that, you know, you do have a minor league system and you can call players up and down. But you also have some very high-priced players that you know, you have to sign big contracts to bring them along. But the Cardinals, what they would like to do is build from the ground up, and then, you know, free agency really should be used as like a patch. Like you don't have any shortstops coming up in the system, so you go out and you buy one, you know, just to kind of to patch up that hole. You don't have any pitchers in the pipeline, and you need help, so you go buy one or two, you know, and that's what the Cardinals tried to do with their pitching staff this year, and it just did not work out because the offense started to slip. It's just like, if it isn't one thing, it's another. So yeah, it's been, I'd say from a Cardinals and City standpoint, it has been a difficult summer, but the Blues are coming. They are a team that is sort of in transition. So they sort of admitted to themselves and their fans that we've hit a wall. We are not moving at the pace that we wanted. This isn't working. So we are going to, please be patient with us. Please grow with us. We're going to build around Robert Thomas and Jordan Kyrou. We're going to remain competitive. We're going to give those guys a lot of money. But we're going to change our look a little bit and just expect that this is how it's going to be. We're going to get a little bit younger, and we're going to try to make moves to build around a core. And then they pull off the Ron Caron-like stunner last week, where they go get the two players from Edmonton, they sign them to offer sheets and bring them in Broberg and Holloway. Smooth moves for the two 23, 22-year-olds, and now here you go. So, yeah, it's an interesting business for sure from a front office standpoint, and I, through the years, have gotten really intrigued by it and really studied what some of the executives do for all of these teams.
Yeah, it's just tough on the fan side sometimes when you see some of your favorites moving around and
look at college. I mean,
yeah,
you know, these players now, they are basically free agents every year. I mean, a guy could play for Alabama, and down in Tuscaloosa, they fall in love with the running back, and then he decides, you know, I think that I'm going to transfer to X, or like, you know, for maybe a school that's not an elite. And they have a great quarterback, and then Alabama, LSU, or somebody like that just goes and plucks them and throws them a ton of money. Well, there you go. You know, you play in the game. You know, these players have agents now, and they start to move. The 4-year players just aren't around as much anymore in college sports. So you become more attached to the name and the brand, and you just welcome in players who come and go.
What's coming up on Sports on a Sunday Morning?
We're going to have fun this morning on Sports on a Sunday Morning. I know that this is a tough time for Cardinals fans, but we will get into some baseball. We will have Ollie Marmol, and that'll be, yeah, it's been a tough season for him for sure and for the fan base. So we'll talk about what has gone wrong, first of all, with some of these players just haven't performed up to the level, and just from an organizational standpoint, where he thinks things stand. At 10:30, though, we'll talk to Todd Perry about a great event coming to Topgolf to benefit the Pujols Family Foundation. 10:45, college football, and I think that is the bright spot. I think what's about to happen here at the University of Missouri is special. I would not go into it with any other expectation than this team can do what it did last year. They can win 10 or 11 games. The big difference is, obviously, there's a 12-team playoff. So even for a team like Florida State yesterday, who lost to Georgia Tech, and that might have ruined their entire season last year, that's not the case this year. Even though they will plummet from 10th in the country after Georgia Tech upset them, they do have a chance to make good and get back to the postseason as a playoff team, one of 12, and then you can go win the national championship. So Missouri could be in the college football playoff and legitimately, finally, have a shot at a national championship. They've never won it. And what would that be like? And so Mizzou fans should be excited. For Illinois, you know, you just never know. There's the unknown. Can they find the foundation? Can they replace on the defensive line, et cetera, to be successful? So that and more on Sports on a Sunday Morning as we talk some college football, some soccer, of course, some baseball, everything else we can find as we always do here on KMOX.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.